You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Well, today on Finishing Well, I'm really excited about this show because as usual, there's something that just intrigues me. And the title of today's show is The Goad of Long-Term Care. And we're here with certified financial planner and my personal favorite goad, Hans Scheil. And I think of Hans, and as actually I told him this morning, you know, when I see him, he's like an automatic goad. When it comes to long-term care and some other things when it comes to planning. But you may be wondering, what is a goad? Or you may be very familiar with what happened with the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus, that he was struck blind, and then all of a sudden, you know, Jesus shows up and says, you know, Paul, Paul, why do you kick against the goads? Well, back in those days, what Paul knew was that those wagons, they had a device on them to make sure that the ox didn't kick back and tear it to pieces. And so there was a very sharp spike-looking thing that went in that side of the wagon so that when the ox would ever kick at it, you know, he would kick his foot into this spike. And, you know, it would be something that he would think that probably isn't a real good idea. What Paul knew is that in the word disciple, or in the word, you know, for Hebrew, for disciple, is this idea of a goad, this idea of discipline, this idea of there's something that's going to hurt you to some extent if you don't follow the discipline. And it's sort of, you know, like the discipline of eating well, or the discipline of, you know, getting up early in the morning and spending time with God's word so that you can find out other things that will keep you from experience the pain. Well, when I think about this, you know, I was ignorant most of my life about long-term care insurance up until recently, and so I had no goad in my life, so I was just free to move about the country. But since you're listening to the show, and since I've come to know Hans, now there's this situation, really, Hans, in order to finish well, it's something that I strongly need to consider, because before I would have thought, you know, if I didn't have life insurance, and I could afford to have life insurance, you know, when I passed away and my family had to bury me when I just squandered the money, you know, that isn't a very cool thing. And so there was always that goad of life insurance in my life where I realized I had to have enough life insurance to take care of my family where I had to be gone. But now I've got this goad of long-term insurance.
And, thanks to me. Huh?
Yeah, thanks to you. And the truth is, sadly, that I don't have long-term, I mean, in my own life, I don't have it. And so every time I see Hans, I'm like, well, Robbie, aren't you the guy that's on this show, you know, every 7 weeks you're talking about long-term care insurance and you don't have it. And so, you know, the sad thing is that I've got to figure out a way to discipline myself. I've got to get that, you know, goad hurting enough to where, you know, I sit down and do something.
Before you need long-term care insurance, you need a plan for long-term care. And so the insurance is not the plan. So the insurance makes the plan possible. So in a plan, what you need is really a plan for your family, because it's the family that bears the burden of this kind of stuff. Because you're going to be like your dad was, is you're going to be there and you're going to be.
I think about, you know, what it actually says in your workbook. On page 30, to be specific, of the Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement workbook, which today's worry that we're talking about is long-term care. And obviously, you go to cardinalguide.com and download that. But this is what it says here, which really helped me understand. It really does help me understand what long-term care insurance and why it specifically is important, because you think, or what I would have thought, was Medicare pays for this stuff. In fact, I saw Medicare pay for some of this stuff with my dad and my mom, but there's a big, huge hook that I was not aware of. But what this says is the qualified traditional long-term care insurance policies and the hybrid policies have similar triggers that must be met before the policy pays any benefits. The inability to perform two of these six activities of daily living without substantial assistance or supervision will trigger the benefits. In other words, you got to meet two of these criteria in order to trigger the benefits of a long-term care insurance. And those are common daily activities of bathing, dressing, eating, toileting, transferring, and continence. So let's take my dad, for example. He struggled with about six for six. I mean, in January, I sat at a meeting at the rehab center where they were literally going to pull the plug on his rehab because Medicare wasn't going to pay it anymore, Hans. Mm-hmm. It's just simply the case. And the reason they weren't going to pay it is if he did not make any substantial improvement in these areas over a period of 3 weeks, Medicare wouldn't pay it anymore, which means he had to leave rehab. And so in order for him get further rehab, he either had to have long-term care insurance or somebody was going to have to pay a gigantic bill. And this is what this is talking about. And as I think about that, I went through the same meeting about 6 months before my mother passed away, where they literally took her out of the hospital because she wasn't making any progress. And Medicare ceased to pay for it, and she too had no long-term care insurance, which meant my sister bore the brunt of this care. In the case of my father, I bore the brunt of this care.
Some family member, sometimes a group of family members, they're making the decisions about this stuff. Okay, so when I talk about a plan for care, first thing you need to decide is which family member is that, or which team of family members, or which order are they going to make the decisions. And there's financial decisions, and then there's also care decisions and healthcare decisions. And then there's financial decisions about all your other finances, because what's not listed in those six activities of daily living, of which you have to need assistance with two of them, is cognitive impairment. So you can have, if you have a cognitive impairment, but you're fine with the six of those things, you still qualify for benefits under a long-term care insurance policy. And your plan for long-term care needs to be just that. It needs to, if this happens to me, I'm unable to care for myself, or I'm unable to, at a cognitive level, I'm unable to make decisions, I could do things to hurt myself, I can't care for myself anymore. Now, are we going to have the means to hire somebody to do this, or at least part-time, and bring them into the home? Or is one of my family members going to do this?
Yeah, now, I think about my sister when she was caring for my mother, and my mother probably weighed, 125, 130 pounds. And it's one thing, to lift her out of bed and other things that were required there. But when my dad... And he was about 165 pounds. But I remember one time when we literally brought him home and he was in this chair and it's like, Dad, it's time to go to bed. And he and I struggled for the better part of an hour because I just simply was not a trained physical therapist. I'm 6'5", weighed 200. I'm no small guy and I'm not weak. But getting him into bed, I can't even imagine what would have happened had my sister been in that situation or my wife been in that situation. But the sad news is that if you're a big guy, I mean, this is not happening without some kind of professional help. I mean, and not in a safe way, not this transference stuff.
Oh, yeah. And you just reverse the thing. Can you imagine if your mom had to rely on you to do that? I mean, that's what it was with my mom, is I never had to do any of that personal care stuff for my mom or much of it because I had two sisters around. Okay. And obviously we paid for care for her. So we had professionals doing it, but so suffice it to say that you need, and the people listening out there need to plan for this sort of thing. You need a written plan and we can help you do that. And in terms of how I want to be cared for, who wants to provide that care, what's the setting that care's in, whether it's at home or whether it's an assisted living or a combination thereof, whether it's using adult daycare, and then it needs to be financed. And that's where the long-term care insurance or these type of hybrid policies where you're going to use a chunk of your assets to just, instead of paying an ongoing premium, you're just going to make an asset transfer. And then if you don't use it or don't use all of it, there's going to be a refund that's going to go at your death, or a substantially larger amount than you put in, to your heirs.
Yeah, there are strategies which you can find at cardinalguide.com. We, as always, we want to mention that the show we're talking about today, long-term care, is there in the Seven Worries tab at cardinalguide.com. And even though it says Seven Worries, those are kind of goads, right? They're kind of poking you, telling you, look, this is stuff you need to address, or it could be painful for you and your family. And simply, you know, there are strategies that are available to you at the website. All seven of these are goads, so to speak, are, you know, available, absolutely free PDF, where you can email Hans at cardinalguide.com, right? And get the book for free.
Lots of information up at cardinalguide.com. You can download the chapters of the book for free. Anybody that wants the book, you can get it on Amazon. You can get to the book on Amazon through the website. You can also send us a message on the website on cardinalguide.com. We'll be glad to send the book out to you. Now, what I'm going to just tell you, though, is kind of a sad fact that I really was on my heart this morning, is that 90% of the people who need this type of insurance don't have it, which means 10% of the people that need it have it. And that's just too high. And I think that the reason for that is this issue of the goad that you've been talking about. And it's an issue of denial. And I watch it play out because I'm talking to people about this all the time, and I'm watching people. And people, just incoming clients, just don't want to talk about their money. They're fine talking about their money, risks, returns, losses, even death. Life insurance. There's a lot of things. Maybe they're not fine talking about that. So in the second part of the show, we want to talk about some ways that we can address that. And then specifically for the listener, we really want to help you kind of get through, if this is your goad, and figure out a safe way that you can inquire about this and get some advice.
The idea is that we don't want you to keep kicking against the goad. Today's show, Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. We'll be right back. Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com. Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil and my personal goad.
it's nice to know in a relationship what you are.
What you're just tuning in, today's show is called The Goad of Long-Term Care Insurance. And the idea being that, you know, when Paul was on his way to Damascus and he was struck by the bright light, and then Jesus asked him, how long will you kick against the goad, which are these sharp spikes that keep an ox from kicking the cart. But what's really going on there, and I don't want to lessen the value of what was really going on that day on the road to Damascus, is, you know, Paul's life was hanging in the balance of his decision that day. Either you're going to kick against this goad and it's going to cost you your life for real, or you're going to follow Christ. And significantly, obviously, you know, it's one of the most wonderful transformations that has ever happened. And so if you're at that point in your life, I don't want to take that away. That particular goad, if it's getting to you, like, yeah, this Jesus stuff, man, I need forgiveness for my sin. And I need somebody to pay the price for all that stuff. I mean, let's deal with that. I mean, that you know, nothing would make Hans any happier than me. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
This would be, that if this show in any way, shape, or form was a goad to get you to follow Jesus Christ and ask him for forgiveness for your sin, just do that right now. That would be wonderful. And why don't we just pray along those lines right now, Hans? Lord, okay. Thank you for
this subject of goads. And Lord, if somebody's being goaded right now to follow you, I just pray that they would see that what you offer is life and life abundantly, that they could come to you for forgiveness of everything they've ever done. And Lord, accept you as their Savior and bring him into their life, and that they would follow you. And that's way more important than anything else we're going to talk about today. But we want, you know, we wanted to share a little bit of that. But we got stories of this goad of long-term health care insurance. You've got some clients that...
Well, yeah, it was kind of surprising. This client lives in the Del Webb area here in Raleigh. So those Del Webb communities are these massive retirement communities. And there's one about 15 minutes right here from the office. And this client lives in there. And we met them when they first moved in there. And I guess they were 72 years old. He was 72. Maybe she was 70 or 71. And she, both of them, they bought Medicare supplement insurance from us. Been very happy with it. We talked to them when we first met them about long-term care. They weren't having any of it. They just weren't, and I believe we offered them some annuity products with some of their savings, which they purchased, some life insurance, small amounts of life insurance. They've seen the light on really everything that we recommended, but all along we've been talking to them about long-term care, and just, you know, they really don't want to talk about it for kind of dismissive reasons. And then all of a sudden, he's now 78 years old. He's been through some health issues, and the Medicare supplements have paid real well, the direction we've given them. So in other words, their belief in us has gone up significantly. And then all of a sudden, like a month ago, they're in here buying long-term care insurance. And we had some real concern of whether they can buy it now, because he's had several, so she had, more him, where they had several health issues. So we ended up applying with four different companies, mainly for the underwriting or the health underwriting, thinking, because you got to kind of do this all at once, because all of them ask if you've been turned down by another company on their application. So the way around that is just to send four of them in at once.
Okay. Good plan.
And we got two of them back issued, and then we accepted one of them, and we just did it this week. But it was all really just him, in my opinion, and both of them not wanting to deal with the issue, and dealing with, you know, what we in the industry call morbidity.
And you kick against this particular goad for a long time. Yeah, and I suppose it's the same way with life insurance, that, you know, had you got that life insurance when you were 30, it's going to be a whole lot less expensive than getting it at 70. And
it was expensive, and that was kind of their excuse all along, is they just can't afford it. I mean, that was one of them. But that didn't seem to matter that much. And what I'll add is the joy that people feel when they get issued a long-term care policy and they're right.
So here, Robbie Dillmore is a true confession. Okay, we're right here with Robbie. So I'm actually quite excited. We talked about this morning, Hans and I did, that, you know, the best thing I could possibly do is actually, now that my dad's passed away, my finances are just crazy compared to what they were. All sorts of things have changed. And so I need to sit down, right, and go over the last couple of months, here's my expenses, and come in, you know, Hans has not chased me, as I talked about our previous show, but he's been goading me in his own way. All he has to do is just look at me, and I'm like, yeah, I got to do something about this. I've got to, you know, trust him and simply lay my stuff out. Here it is, Hans. Tell me what, you know, would be ideal under these circumstances, and then you can help me figure out hybrids or other structures, because, you know, honestly, I want that good feeling, and I just feel like I keep kicking against the goads. And I know at 60, you know, 3, which I am at this minute, you know, it's going to be more expensive when I'm 65.
Oh, it is. And aren't you turning 64 next
year? Well, thank you. You go, you.
Present. So you can still buy it at 63-year-old rates.
Yeah.
And look, we don't have time to chase people. When people become our clients, it's actually this gentleman we were talking about. It's a great reason to call us about Medicare supplement insurance, because it's going to be the easiest place
and then quickly, and you're just going to love us after you get done with that. It's just very transactional, and that's exactly what these people did. And it gives us a chance to build an ongoing relationship, and we haven't been going now for 6 years.
And so there you are in that moment. And again, I was thrilled and honored to take care of my dad. I mean, that was part of what I feel like is a biblical precedent. But then, am I really physically able, and how much better would it care would my dad been able to get? And you know, there was a matter of his shame and his guilt for what he felt like that night when I couldn't get him out of the chair. I can't even imagine what he's going.
Well, it would have been nice to call one of his home health care agencies, have an assessor come out, it's paid for by an insurance company, all of that. Here's the thing. Your dad's situation and your mother's went on for 6 minutes. You could kind of make it work for 6 minutes. It would have been better. But imagine if this had been 3, 4, 5, 6 years. Okay? And there's people in situations, especially with dementia, many times with strokes, many times with Parkinson's, just Alzheimer's. It is just many, 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 many years. And it's a slow and gradual decline. You've got the problem of convincing the person who's already bought long-term care insurance or already has sufficient resources just to accept the help. Again, I go back to the plan for long-term care. If you do a plan now where you're of sound mind, good health, you know, in your 60s, and then you prepare for this time, it's just going to make it so much easier on your family. And it's just everything, and they're going to be there with you. They're still going to be caring for you, but it's caring in a different and more loving way. And it's not picking you up out of the wheelchair and sticking you in the bed, or vice versa.
Right. Well, let's talk a minute. You know, so there's these hybrids where, you know, actually I'm kind of hedging my bet if I invest in those, where if I don't end up needing long-term care, it still could be life insurance or something else, right?
Sure. I mean, the hybrid is, you know, the word hybrid is putting together two things and making one of them. So a hybrid is the combination of a life insurance policy and a long-term care policy. And it can be a single premium life insurance policy to where you just take a lump of money that you have sitting in the bank and you don't spend it at the insurance company, you just transfer it. It's like taking it from one pocket and putting it in a different pocket. So instead of being at the bank or in an investment company, it's now on deposit at an insurance company, and it's got a cash value. And so you could go get it if you wanted. Very seldom do people do that, because if you go get it, you're not in your long-term care policy. And then it pays a much larger benefit for long-term care, and it'll pay it out by the month or the week or the quarter or however you get billed for long-term care services. It's set up just like a regular long-term care insurance policy. But the real kicker is if you don't use it or you don't use all of the benefit, it has a death benefit. So there's many people buy this long-term care insurance, have it for 20 years, they die, and they never use it. Or they use it just a little bit, and then they're going to come back and say, well, that wasn't a good deal. I paid in all this money, I got nothing back out of it. That's kind of like the insurance principle, but with these hybrids, you're able to know that your family is going to receive a life insurance payment in the event that there's something left in the policy.
Yeah, which I you know, I'm interested to see what the options are, because it just becomes more obvious that, you know, this is something that would appear to me to be right along the lines of, you know, the golden rule, do unto others as, you know, you would have them do unto you, which, you know, I actually heard a sermon this weekend that was just beautiful, talking about, it wasn't don't do unto others what you don't want done to you, it was do things for others that, and so to go, you know, take advantage of the goading, you actually have to go do something to yeah, plan for, you know, for your finishing well. And
give me a call, yeah. If you give me a call at the office, you go to cardinalguide.com, the phone number's on there. Pretty easy to get a hold of. And you know, give me a call. You're not agreeing to sign up for one of these policies. We're not going to chase you down. I mean, we can just have a conversation. I mean, we can, you know, if you live somewhere in the Southeast, we can sit down face to face. If you live in the rest of the country, we have all kinds of clients that we've never met face to face, and we're able to give them this counseling just like we're doing over the radio, but it's personal and one-on-one. I'm also going to say with these hybrids, we can use IRA money and 401k money. So we just take a piece of that, and we can roll it over into one of these plans and not pay the taxes currently on it and distribute it over your lifetime, just and it meets your minimum distribution. I mean, we've got lots of solutions. And I actually think that the solutions are a safe and easy place to hide out, is we, as advisors, too quickly, and you as clients, incoming clients, we all gravitate too quickly to the facts and the figures and the taxes and the rollover and the prices and the policy provisions, because that's all so relatively safe to talk about. It's not really talking about the bill. So believe me, we've got all that. We can get all the facts and the figures down very easily. We can do that in our sleep.
Well, you can find, there's a lot of facts and figures right there at Cardinal Guide, which is who brings the show to you, cardinalguide.com. Don't forget the guide after the cardinal. And there you can email Hans, get the book for free. The 7 worry tabs are all there. I hate we've run out of time. This is a fun show again today. Again, you may wonder who I am. I'm Robbie Dillmore. I work for the Truth Network. And it's just honestly my honor to take part in this show, which helps us all finish well.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.